hopefully won't be serious, cause this changes colors to exactly match the leaves of trees. I'm the chromatic form of this aria, blending in with the scenery. I clipped a jive, walk right through the densely vegetated canopy. Behold, strange transformations happen seasonally. The side effect of life from obsession with dwelling amidst the greenery. And I was born arboreal, I could climb before I could walk. So prehistoric, I stopped prey before I could talk. Raised by the jungle cat, green mantis, lizard, and hawk. It was taught to sharpen up the claw. Blend with the leaves, glide silently upon the breeze. And unlock the jaws. Once a lonely Mowgli lost in a concrete jungle, I've come home again to gain the strength to make that unholy place crumble. So that the beast by which I was raised can happily prey upon the wounded enslaved to the rubble. And we'll have our vengeance on this place for turning the old spirits under. And my roots spread through the sediments, gathering raw elements high, soaking up the signs of a spiritual presence which cannot be denied. And I photosynthesize, energized by sunlight falling from on high. I rise renewed, united and imbued with vocal force, point upon the origin, sacred glow formed within himself. The historian is born again, intemperate light flesh took form from seed, camouflaged rhythmically, pale skin transformed to oracle trees, run fingers unfurled, figurehead evergreen, golden skull canopy spread heavenly, like timber formidable trunk, skeletal structure practically petrified, forest fossil pedigree. Oh my lord, it seems these trees that reared me rooted deeply in the flesh of me, resurrected as primitive man masquerading modernly, who through worm tail seeks sovereignty, remained ancient. Raise the situation simply. Me plus these trees are at war with your city. Me plus these trees are at war with your city. Me plus these trees are at war with your city. Me plus these trees are at war. Bark burns, the bulk beneath is preserved, so that even as the smoke clears, new foliage can be seen already reaching up green from beneath the charred earth. The next generation taps the urban stratification, breaking through to the sewers and converting polluted human waste into potent fertilizing nutrients. Now you see, your devastation has only brought order to the streets, so that we might be strengthened. Glorious day, reclaim the concrete wasteland. This is the tough young venerable mother manifesting fractured foundations as the emergent layer spreads above the dilapidated skyscrapers. The columns crumble in the epiphytic grip of an undergrowth blend fearful of a repressed generations. The collapsing structures frequently claiming the lives of refugees who survive Earth beasts awakening. Primeval predator stomp off carpeted city streets, feeling completely at ease in their element. The cityscape now hangs with vines and greens, and strange creatures evolve among the structures. The corpse of civilization leeches its odd toxins, altering biological functions, and gods and new monsters spawning. Science dies, and a few humans who survive once again realize which assist life in survival. Curators of the sacred museum of the exhibits exist in eternal conflicts, which constantly revolve already astounding the sign. And I'm forced to bear witness, and this just can't be denied. Color and rhythm align to form a sign, and sometimes I'm feeling I'm the only one left who sees it, the last human being to really believe it. That's why historian himself transcribes these ancient secrets in the hopes that somewhere someone else will manage to perceive.